Morning, Alexandria.
Good morning, guys.
All right, Fiance Friday. This is where we try to catch the cheaters and see what's going on in your life. Jackson calls up and offers that sensual couples massage.
I'm coming for you, and you're not going to like it.
But let's start with you. Like, what's going on in your life?
So my fiance, Tyler, and I, we got into a huge fight the other night, and, you know, he's saying, like, things have gotten too crazy. He wants to cancel the whole wedding. And, you know, I freaked out. I kicked him out of our apartment, and obviously I'm not going to handle it well. So then my neighbors called the cops, which made it worse. So then the next day, Tyler comes back, he apologizes, and, you know, he's saying he's stressed out. But, you know, who cancels a wedding? There's just so many mixed signals, and I need to know if he's cheating or why he's trying to break off our wedding.
Man, that was quite the fight. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. You got the...
When the neighbors get involved, it is a bad fight.
Right, that's
it's a really bad fight.
Yeah. But I assume this came from, like, absolutely nowhere when he kind of broke this to you?
Oh, completely. I mean, it's one thing to fight, but then you're just saying you're going to cancel our wedding, which is 2 weeks away?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I lean towards just my gut, like, cold feet. Like, I don't know. I didn't have it, but I've had friends who, like, kind of freaked out there right beforehand who were like, oh, this is the person for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, is this how he fights, though? Like, has he done this in the past? Like, okay, well, I'm out. You know, I'm done with this relationship.
Oh, like being a walker?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's done it, like, once early on in our relationship. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like this is much more serious. Like, we're talking about getting married.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I wouldn't take it too seriously. I threaten to quit this job every day.
Every day.
I'm like, that's it. I'm out of here. And maybe he's just being dramatic.
But you don't do that when the wedding's so close. You don't do that to your fiance who's been planning this thing. And that's not...
You do if you're mad.
No,
I'm mad.
I would threaten to divorce you, John Watkins. Absolutely.
You do.
I threaten every day to divorce you.
All right, Alexandria, if you want, we can get Tyler's number and we can call him up and we can offer that couple's massage and we could just see, like, if he's cheating on you or not.
Yeah, please.
Okay, then we'll do it next. I woke up.
The Mix Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Yeah, I woke up. On Mix 105.1.
Fiance Friday trying to help out Alexandria. Listen to this. Her fiance Tyler goes up to her one night and says, we gotta cancel the whole thing. I don't think I want to go through with our engagement and our wedding. And
I think you're oversimplifying. They were in a fight.
Uh-huh.
They had gotten in. He didn't just walk up to her and say, that's it. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
They were fighting. And he said, well, maybe there won't be a wedding. And I imagine she said, well, good. Maybe there won't be. And he's like, well, good. And then he stormed out just like every couple fights.
All I know is the cops were called. That's the kind of fight this was.
It was bad.
And we're wondering what made him say that? What made him say, like, I'm walking from this relationship before the wedding? Does he have someone else in his life? Alexandria, you're still on the line?
Yeah.
Okay. I just need from you permission to have Tyler on the radio.
Yes.
Okay. Jackson, are you ready? You're going to offer that sensual couples massage.
I am so ready.
Here we
go. It's Tyler?
Tyler, right, Tyler. Alexandria?
Okay. Yeah, Tyler.
Okay, perfect.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tyler?
Yeah.
Hi, Tyler. Yeah, this is Jackson calling from the JJ&M Massage Parlor. How are you today?
Good. What's going on?
Cool, man. Hey, I won't take up a lot of your time. I just wanted to call and offer you a free massage. We're a new massage parlor in town, and we're kind of having a hard time getting people into our parlor and experiencing our services. So we decided that we're going to do this crazy marketing scheme where we just give it away to a few people, and then hopefully you'll go tell a few of your friends and that you had a really great experience, and they'll come try it as well. Is that something you might be interested in?
Yeah, I mean...
Cool, yeah, man. Yeah, it's totally free, too. Like, I don't need your credit card or checking account information or anything like that. It's 100% free.
Okay, okay.
You just come in and enjoy the massage.
Oh, yeah, I guess that sounds great.
Cool, man. So the package I'm offering you is actually our couples massage package. You and a romantic partner would lay side by side. It's a really great way to, like, unwind and relax, especially if there's, like, you know, professional turmoil at work or personal turmoil, relationships, fighting, anything like that. You tend to hold that tension and that stress in your shoulders. So we'd have massage therapists kind of help you relax some of that out. Have you been feeling any stress lately?
Yeah, actually, that's...
Yeah, I mean, most people have. It's totally understandable, man. So we'll help you work that out, and you and your romantic partner would have a team of massage therapists come in and try to help out, work out some of that stress and tension. And then we'd move you over to our Serenity Room, where you and your partner would have the hour just to yourselves. We have champagne, chocolate-covered strawberries, aromatherapy going in there. We just try to make it a really relaxing, intimate environment for you and your partner. Do you think you could use something like that?
Yeah. Actually, that sounds really nice.
Cool, man.
Describe like a work relationship or otherwise. Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome. All right. Well, I have your name. Your name's Tyler. I got that right, right?
Yeah, it's Tyler.
Awesome. Just to get the appointment booked, I need the name of the person you'll be bringing with you.
You know what? I should share this with Kim.
Kim.
Tyler, yeah. This is John Monroe and Jackson from Mix 105.1. You're on the air right now. Hey, man, we actually have your fiance, Alexandria, on the line as well. Who's Kim?
Kim is his sister. Hi, babe.
Oh.
Hey. I thought we had a cheater. We haven't had a cheater in a long time. I thought we finally got one.
You thought we finally caught someone?
Yeah.
I'm very confused about a lot of stuff. Hold on. Alexandria, will you tell Tyler why we're calling him, and then I want to hear why he chose Kim.
Babe, I thought maybe you might be cheating because you canceled our wedding, and I don't get it. I'm so confused.
Come on, baby.
You're going to take your sister?
Look, she's and the not one me? Who I stayed with when you kicked me out of the apartment. So I felt like it would be something a nice gesture considering that I woke her up in the middle of the night and husband and her kids.
Hold on. Tyler just said, when you kicked me out of the apartment. Alexandra, were you the one kicking him out and telling him to get out?
Yeah, only after he threatened to cancel the wedding.
Yeah, she's like, he's like, I'm canceling the wedding. And she's like, get out.
Well, I don't know why he hasn't come back. It's because you kicked him out.
No, are you kidding me? He said he wanted to cancel the wedding.
All right, look, I guess we're going to do this on the radio right now. Baby, I'm sorry. It's just really overwhelming and both of us have a ton of friends who've been going through divorces lately, so I just need a little bit of space to figure this out. And it doesn't mean I don't love you, but you want to do this on the radio?
So I understand you want space, but like our wedding's in 2 weeks. Do you want to postpone the wedding, or you just want those 2 weeks to think about it?
I don't know, baby. I know that I love you, and it's just overwhelming.
What does that mean? Babe, I love you too, but what does that mean about our wedding?
Tyler, are you wearing socks? Because I think your feet are a little cold.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, get out.
He loved it. You loved it, man.
Get out. I think this is something the two of them need to talk about maybe off air.
We'll send him to a massage because I really think that Tyler just has a case of cold feet.
Yeah.
He's just nervous about what's coming up and seeing all of his friends having bad marriages probably obviously not helping him. So just give him some time to relax and think about it. And I think everything's going to be fine.
Does that sound good, guys? You want to just go get a nice massage and you guys can talk about it?
Okay. Babe?
Yeah.
Tyler doesn't even want the massage.
No, he doesn't.
No.